On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Mr. Rob Center on the other side of the glass. Just a fabulous 4-day week he put in for us, so we very much appreciate all of his help and hard work this week. On the news line with us now, we're glad to say we're back to interviewing, as it's become a bit of a tradition, interviewing Father Deacon Paul Sievers. We know him as a professor of literary studies at Bucknell University, but he's a deacon in the Russian Orthodox Church, the new church that's popped up in our areas in the past half decade or so. And he's here to tell us about their Appalachian Christmas and their observances of Christmas Eve today and Christmas Day tomorrow. So good morning, Paul. Thank you again so much for calling in.
Oh, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Yeah, depending upon which calendar you're looking at, in the Julian calendar, is this the new year yet?
No, not yet. We've got a little more time on that, too. So, yep, we're on the old calendar. And the Julian calendar, as you note, was the calendar that was used by early American settlers as well towards the end of the 18th century. So people in this area would have been on the Julian calendar way back. That's why it's the Christmas and Christmas Eve this weekend are sometimes called Appalachian Christmas, as you know.
Well, we talk about the elderliest traditions in what will become the U.S. in the half a century ahead as we're talking about this. So Appalachian Christmas, what are we talking about? Sort of the same thing we talk about around here, I suppose. When you get into traditional Christmas, it's just homemade decorations, I suppose, and very simple gifts, no trees to speak of. Is that what, if we're talking Appalachian Christmas and we're really talking about U.S. history, is that where we're at?
Yeah, it really was a kind of folkway memory of the older calendar, and that older calendar persisted in Orthodox Christian lands in the Eastern Mediterranean, Russia, Eastern Europe, and so when the immigrants came over from those areas to the coal region and elsewhere, they brought that tradition of the old calendar Christmas with them, and so we still celebrate that.
All the way up to the Gregorian calendar, which we observe now. So today and tomorrow in Lewisburg, the St. John, Shanghai, and San Francisco Russian Orthodox Mission Church, the new startup church that's still at the Lewisburg Club, will be observing Christmas Eve today and Christmas tomorrow. So tell us about some of these observances.
Right. Well, and everybody's welcome to come. We have Holy Supper tonight, Friday evening at 6 p.m., and then Christmas Eve services at 7 p.m. Holy Supper is a tradition of the Carpatho-Russians or Rusyns, who were a lot of the immigrants from Orthodox areas who came to the Anthracite region here in Pennsylvania. It has some special dishes, a little bit of a ritual. Everyone gets together to eat, and then there's the service immediately following that. So, again, everybody's welcome. You know, you don't have to be Orthodox or even religious to come. You know, if you're curious about these cultural traditions, please join us. There'll be chanting and incense and iconography, so it'll be a little bit of a different church experience for those who are familiar with Christmas Eve services. And then tomorrow morning we have the Christmas service at 10 a.m. and that'll be followed by a feast, a little banquet. Everybody's welcome to come to the service, the banquet around noon, and that'll all be in the Lewisburg Club, 131 Market Street, as you mentioned. We kind of use the back entrance there that goes right into the worship area that we use.
If folks are familiar with Protestant or, I suppose, some Catholic liturgy, you should recognize all of these elements, some of the sung prayers and the matins and the opportunity for communion and things along this line. So a Russian Orthodox service should be recognizable anyway to most folks who are sort of contemporary Protestants or Catholics, right?
Yeah, that's true, especially if you're from a background that has a little bit more of a liturgical aspect, such as Catholic, Lutheran, Episcopalian. But, of course, you know, we have the gospel reading of the Christmas story and prayers, community prayers, and other elements that should be familiar to folks who have any kind of Christian denominational background. And even if you don't, it's a kind of journey into some of the Christian traditions that go back literally centuries, and you could say thousands of years. We believe that a lot of these traditions, some of which are shared in part by other denominations, to go way back to the early church.
Well, we're glad to say that each time we do this interview, I get to say that the SaintJohnTheWonderWorker.com is the website. This is a growing Russian Orthodox Church, new church plant in Lewisburg, and you hope to build out farther in the community, physically and sort of spiritually. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. We've been blessed with 6 acres in Winfield. It's on Felmy Road, just behind the Winfield Cemetery. Thanks to the good folks at Union Township and the COG at the county, we're in process, hopefully getting our building permit soon, and look to have construction this year. So, you know, look for that, and please join us either over at the club where we're running currently, or hopefully in our new church building later in the year.
All right. Well, we'll pay attention to that. Yeah, thank you for that update. That's it's not too often we get to talk about a new church startup building and constructing and certainly growing around here. The rest of the year, tell us what kind of services and opportunities and what we should look out for from the St. John of Shanghai and San Francisco Russian Orthodox Mission Church.
Yeah, real good. Well, we have Pascha or Easter, which often is usually, again, on a slightly different calendar circuit, but that'll be coming up later in the spring with Holy Week services. So that's really kind of the height of our liturgical year. But we have services every weekend. We also serve the Bucknell Orthodox community as well as the local area. And so while the students are here, we often have some students. And by the way, our church is named for St. John of Shanghai in San Francisco, who was a 20th century American priest. He came originally from Russia and then from China. He was a protector of orphans in particular, and brought many orphan refugees with him from all the fighting that had been going on in World War II and after over to the U.S. and specifically to Northern California. So so we look to him as an example of someone who brought a presence of Orthodox Christianity in more recent times as well.
Well, we have just a moment left, so I'll leave the mic open for you to re-invite folks to attend either this evening or tomorrow morning for the services and opportunities.
Yeah, come and join us for Holy Supper at 6 tonight, or at Christmas Eve service 7 p.m. tonight, or Christmas service at 10 a.m. tomorrow, our Christmas feast around noon. We're breaking a fast of about 40 days, which involved more restricted eating and preparation, hopefully spiritually, for Christmas, and now we're going to have a feast. Everybody's invited. So for those who are Orthodox or remember Appalachian Christmas, Merry Christmas, and to everybody else, Happy New Year. I think some other Christians are celebrating Theophany around this time on the Gregorian calendar, too, so a blessed celebration to you as well.
Today is Epiphany, so this is this is a big day around the world for almost many observant people. Thank you so much for all your updates, and thanks for all you're doing. I hope to be at a groundbreaking in the months ahead, and we'll continue to follow your progress. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, well, thanks, Mark. Thanks for all you do. appreciate it. Good talking.
Much appreciated. All right. Thank you so much. That is Father Deacon Paul Sievers. Met him as an associate professor of literary studies and studying the humanities at Bucknell University, part of the Susquehanna River Coalition for Environmental Studies, primarily studying and reporting on the humanities aspect there, but has risen up to deacon within the Russian Orthodox Church, the division that's now based in Lewisburg, stjohnthewonderworker.com, if you want more information on their activities and services throughout the year and tonight and tomorrow's services.